Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is. She is so hot, sassy, sexy. Fluffy. Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hearts. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am the hostess for tonight, Miss LaCrutch Hearts. I'm here, guys. I am so here. I want to do first shout out to myself because last week was my birthday. And yes, it was my birthday. I turned the big 40. So this right here is an impromptu show. Because it was supposed to be a regular show, but I slacked off. I turned 40 and it was bittersweet. I'm gonna just say that it was bittersweet, but it's all good. You know, I'm working on it. I'm working through it. I am definitely here right now at this moment, at this very, very time. And I feel like things have been a little touch and go. With some things, but for right now, I'm here. I am ready to do it. You know, I'm ready to do it. It is all good right now. You can give me a call and jump in at any time. 515. Wait, what's my phone number? It's been so long. Oh, God. 515-602-9725. I'm so sorry. I'm just out of it a little bit. But I'm here. I'm focused. I'm trying to be focused, guys. I'm trying to be focused. So I was celebrating my birthday. Before that, there was a little bit of issue, sort of speak, but it wasn't an issue, sort of speak. But let me tell you what happened. So for my birthday, I turned the big 40, but I was planning on going out of town for my birthday. My birthday, I was supposed to go to, I was supposed to go to Chicago for my birthday, and unfortunately, that did not pan out. Chicago did not pan out. So, Corona is an issue at this very time. I got family members right now who's trying to figure out what are we going to do for the holiday season. So, that didn't pan out for me. I mean, listen, I'm stress levels are all time high, anxiety levels are all time high, and we just trying to basically save face. That's basically what I've been trying to do, save face, figure it out. But like I said, we are here, and I am trying to be focused, okay? I don't even think my, I didn't even let Shantae know. I literally just did this show like 5 seconds ago. I planted this show, so Shantae's not even coming because she don't know that I'm on air right now. Like, she's like, We haven't been doing the show. Last week we ain't doing the show because I just wasn't for it. The week after that, before that, we ain't do the show because, you know, whatever. So, nobody knows that this show is actually in existence right now. But I got motivated at the last minute to do this show. So that's what's going to happen right now. We're going to do this show because I've been thinking, I've been contemplating, and I know that right now, something's not right. Right? I feel that in my spirit. I feel that something isn't right. And the guy hit me up. It was either on my birthday or the day before my birthday, but it was along those lines. This guy hits me up. We had relations before, okay? We did. I'm not even going to deny it. And he had hit me up, and he had asked, or he had said, you know, I would like to see you again. This is where this is coming from. He was like, I would like to see you again. And I'm like, okay, what are we doing? You know, like, what do you want to, you know, I know you want to see me, but what is it you got planned for us? I said, where are we going? He said, your house. Wait, what? What? You're going to my house? House, way? So I laughed out loud at it. And then he was like, I want to do some, you know, I want to suck and rub on your breasts. And I'm like, as good as that sounds, like, who doesn't like a good book job? I was like, wow. I said, well, it's going to cost you this time. And I didn't mean it in that sense, but that's what I said. And his reply was, why? And like I said, I'm 40. It's my birthday. All my plans were dismissed. I'm in my feelings. So as I'm typing this, I'm emotional, guys. Emotional. That's my excuse. But as I'm typing this, I'm going to read verbatim what I typed them. I said, because I'm on some different shit now that I'm in my 40s. I want to be wine and dine, company enjoyed. If that's too much, then we don't need to be seeing each other, quote unquote. That's what I text this man. So, yeah, that part. So, I mean, from there, that's just the basis, people. I'm not even going to get in depth just yet, but that was just the basis of the conversation from there. That was the interaction, the first part of our text messaging. This is not even a phone call, first of all. This is a text message, because that's what we do in 2020. We text message. You know, we don't call it and talk on the phone anymore. You know, so as we're talking, and I'm experiencing the emotions that I'm experiencing as I'm saying, and I'm revealing all this stuff in my head, and I'm trying to make sense of it all, just like really make sense of it all. I don't know how to word this, but the conversation went weird. It got weird on me because I wasn't sure on how to respond, so to speak. I wasn't sure on what it was that I was supposed to be. I wasn't sure what it, not I was supposed to be saying. I wasn't sure what it is that I wanted to actually say, because this is not the first time I've had this conversation with this man, but unfortunately, what I'm saying to this man, it isn't getting through. It's misconstrued in some way. And that's where this whole story came from. It's misconstrued what I am basically pitching. I think in my book, I'm clear. In my book, we're on point. We're 100% there. That's what's going on in my book. In my book, this makes sense. This makes sense to me in my book. But for some reason, it's not making sense to this man. So I'm trying to find a way where this can make sense for both of us. And I'm not going to say beat around the bush, but I can no longer contain it. You know, like I said, my mindset is trying to reset it. So I'm trying to reset my mindset about relationships, about being involved with somebody. You know, and, you know, what's the end game? Is there more to it? And as I'm talking to y'all, this is like a therapy session right now. So if I'm all over the place, because like I said, there's no format to this show right now. This is just me off the top of the dome speaking from the heart. There we go. Speaking from the heart right now. That's what I'm doing. Speaking from the heart. So as I explained the conversation about this gentleman that I did have relations with, I used to talk to, but these relationships and all this other stuff happened, it happened over a year ago. Let me put that out there. Does it make a difference? I hope so. It does in my mind, but it might not in his, but this happened over a year, some not ago, even a year and a half ago, maybe even longer. I have to check my text messages. What in the holy, is there a time frame? Is there a time frame? Like, now that I think about it, is there literally a time frame that we can reset this? Like, no. It is what it is. once it's out there, it's out there. There's no time frame. That's it. That's it. What you see is what you get. That's it. There's no time frame. But in my mind, there was a time frame. But anyway, so as I'm doing this show, which are like literally right now, a lot was going through my head about it. This man that I talked to, he sent me this text message. We've been chatting back and forth, and he put some things in perspective. I think I was being unrealistic about certain things. I think that I was in my own crazy, obsessed, discombobulating way, I was confusing sex with friendship, and I was confusing it, and I was thinking sex was more than what it really was. Like, it's really just sex, you know. And it feels good, but it's in that moment, you know. It doesn't go past that moment. That's what I just came up with. When you're having sex with somebody, whether it be the first time, the second time, the third time, if you don't have any type of foundation before that moment, or if you don't build something before that moment, then there's nothing afterwards. Does that make sense, people? Let me know. because I'm going to continue the conversation that I had with this man. I'm gonna read the whole conversation to y'all because it's crazy. It's cray cray to me. But in the midst of me overlooking this conversation right now and what he's saying, I get it. I get what he's saying. But, you know, I didn't know this beforehand. Before I sent that text message to him in the beginning about how I was feeling, what I wanted, and I did not believe that was the case. I had it misconstrued. That's what it is. That's what I'm realizing. I was misunderstood. I was misunderstanding myself. How about that? There we go. I was misunderstanding myself. I was misunderstanding the situation. I was putting more stature. I was putting more thought into the action than into the ending than the beginning. Basically, that's what it was. That was my relationship goal. I was putting more thought, and you know, there's no excuse for it. Just I didn't know better. That's it. You know, with age come wisdom. And I guess now that I'm 40 and I actually put some stock into what it is that I want and what it is that I'm aiming for, now that I feel like, okay, something's got to change, something isn't right, now that I'm actually in that head space, you know, things are probably looking a little bit clearer. Maybe. Okay, so if you just tuned in, thank y'all for tuning in. I started off early, guys, because like I said, there's no script tonight. There's no nothing tonight. This is just straight off the dome. So let me recap on what it is that I was talking about. I told y'all my birthday was the 9th, and I got a text message from a gentleman. Well, yeah, I got a text message from a gentleman that I used to have relationships with, and it was the 13th. Right, that he texted, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, because y'all know me, I'd be up around that time. So he hits me up, he says, I want to see you again. I said, okay, where are we going? He said, your house. Now, I really, the way I'm speaking to you is really the emotion that I had at that time. I was like, okay, where are we going? Like, I was excited, okay, where are we going? He said, your house, and I laughed out loud, because I literally did, what? That was my response. What? Laugh out loud. What? He said, I've been sucking and rubbing your big tits. That's what he texted. I'm reading you verbatim. I said, wow, well, it's going to cost you this time. And I didn't mean it in the way it sounded, but it's 3 o'clock in the morning. This man is looking and thinking about sex. And I meant it like, okay, I'm not selling pussy. Let me just say, I'm not soliciting pussy at all. That's not what I was trying to say, but that's, I guess that's how it came out. But anyway, he said, why? And I said, because I'm on some different shit now that I'm in my 40s. I want to be wine, dine, company, enjoyed. If that's too much, then we don't need to be seeing each other. He said, okay. That was his response. Now, that was what I was up to. So now his response was, okay, you don't miss me, so you want a relationship now? And I was like, wait, what? What? Do you not know me? Have we not talked before? Have we not, you know, conversed before? Do I want a relationship now? Wait, what? And I said, it's not a matter of wanting a relationship, just want more than a hookup. Those don't seem to be satisfactory to me anymore. You don't ever want more from a female? He said, nope. He was being honest. This is his true feelings. He said, nope. If they don't want a monogamous relationship, then it's just sex to me. Hold that thought, guys. Hold on to that right there. He said, but how you want someone to whine and dine you and you don't want to get serious with someone? That's never going to work. Somebody's feelings is going to get hurt, maybe yours. And he put a question mark there. I mean, he put an emoji there. I said, huh. I said, when did I say that? I'm not just not interested in rushing. Okay. It's like, I'm not interested in a relationship. I'm just not interested in rushing into one. Once you spend time with someone, naturally a friendship and relationship builds up. It's evolutionary. That's my mindset. Like, if we spend time together, we talk together, that we we communicate back and forth. You know, you're the first thing I think about in my or when I wake up. You're the last person I talk to when I go to sleep. I feel like it's naturally going to happen. It naturally is going to, you know, manifest itself, so to speak. But he told me so otherwise. He said, not true. People know exactly what they want from a person from the start. There's truth to that. Not knocking that. I believe that 113%. There's truth to that. I said, okay, cool. Well, on that note, I see we can't be friends according to your logic. He said, I didn't say that. Okay. He said, I'm just not whining and dying nobody unless I'm in a monogamous relationship. I said, huh? That makes no sense at all, because it really didn't make no sense to me. What you mean, bro? So I was like, I said, it don't make no sense at all. He said, yes, it does. I said, so you don't get to know a woman at all? You just claim her? Wait, you have sex with her, but she's not worth enough to be whining and dying? Well, damn. Thanks for clearing that up, because that's basically what he's saying. I'm good enough to sleep with, but I'm not good enough to be out in public with. That's basically what I got from that. But anyway, he said, I can get to know her without wine and dining or gifts or giving her money, which is true. He said, yes, sex is a physical act. There's no real emotion in sex unless you're in love or a relationship. And I hearted that. I agree. I was with you on that. I was on the same page. I said, but I replied, not true. Sex may be a physical act, but emotions are involved. The emotion of being satisfied, happy, disgusted, or used. And those are emotions, right? So there are emotions involved in sex. He said, no, people make their own emotions. I said, what? He said, yes. I said, I do agree with you. You can get to know someone without wine and dining, gifts, or giving money. This conversation has really put in perspective some things. Appreciate it. I'm not looking for money or gifts. In fact, I can pay for my own wine and dinner. I was just looking to do something other than sex with you. I'm not interested in emotionless sex. Then he said, we hang out, we laugh and joke, we do things other than sex. Don't make it like that. I said, I didn't make it like that. I said, I didn't make it like anything, actually. I said, you said it yourself. Nope. If they don't want a monogamous relationship, then it's just sex to me. So you coming to, quote unquote, my house is just sex. I get it. I'm not interested in just sex with anyone, not just you. He said, so let me get this straight. You don't want a relationship. You don't want just sex, but you want to be wine and dine. I said, nope. Never said I didn't want a relationship. He said, you've been telling me that since I know you. I said, no, I haven't. He said, yes, you have. I'm going to stop right there. Because now, once again, this is where I was confused at. For the most part, this is where I was confused at. This is what baffled me when he said that, because I remember having conversations, and I remember talking to different peoples about I remember talking to different people, or when I talk to a guy, their question is, do you want to get married? Like, that seems to be a question I get when I'm talking to a guy for the first time. Before they've asked my favorite color, they ask me if you want to get married. And I've said this on the show, no, I don't want to get married. And I have my reasons for that. They ask me if you have children. I say, no, I don't have children. They ask me, do you want children? I say, no, I don't want no children. And that goes in hand of not wanting to get married, because I feel like if I get married, then by law, by the existence of marriage, that I'm going to have to provide a child for him. So that's why I did, or I said what I said. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, I remember telling him that I don't want to get married. And to me, I think, once again, I fault myself. I'm not man bashing. I'm not beating up on him. I get it. But, you know, in the process of trying to turn things around, this is basically, you know, how it turned out. So, I mean, there ain't nothing I can do about that. This is how it turned out. But anyway, so going on, I just said I never wanted a relationship. He said, so you're going to be someone's girlfriend for the rest of your life. And I end up scrolling up, and I end up telling him what I originally said, which was some 9 years ago. I said, this is what I said. He said, okay. And then that's the question that I posed online. If you go to my Facebook page and you look on my Facebook profile right now, it's public question. Go out there. What's the difference between a girlfriend and a wife? And he said a lot. Now, me personally, I was like, oh, it's just a piece of paper. I know there's more stature to it. But me personally, it's just a piece of paper. Me personally, I feel like that piece of paper, that certificate that we're married, it doesn't include us as an equal. It includes me as your property. You know, that's what it was. That's what marriage basically was, that you were his property. If you go back to historic times, if you think about this, that's where marriage, the whole concept of marriage came from, was like, okay, I'm a man. I chose this woman to be my wife, or to be part of my covenant for the rest of my life. You know, men have it so easy. So does it apply to everything? It's like men have it easy. Like I'm, you know, from even, you know, everybody say let's go back in the day. Let's even go back to biblical times. You know, man ruled the world. You know, that whole debate, that whole conversation. Woman was made from man's rib, and you know, she's there to be his partner. You know, she's not there to be his equal type situation, you know. But anyway, this is what's going through my head. That's all I'm saying. This is all the stuff that's in my head, and I've been going through for the last 2 weeks. This is last week, for the last 2 weeks or so. But anyway, he said, no grown man want a girlfriend for the rest of his life. And I thought about it, and I thought about it hard, and I laughed out loud. I said, they don't want a wife either. I said, we wouldn't have divorces. Wives get the same treatment as a girlfriend. She get hurt, she get lied to, she get cheated on, she get tied down by a piece of paper. Companionship is the common ground, in my opinion, between a girlfriend and a wife. The common ground is companionship. You chose this guy for companionship. And he said, you're just thinking negatively. He said, we have that. We have companionship. That's what he said to me. We have that. If we didn't, we would be texting to see what we can be to each other. I said, not trying to be negative at all. Just being realistic about the future. Shit, marriage vows are a testimony to a fantasy in itself. Till death do us part. How, Sway? How can I'm not feeling comfortable. How can I feel comfortable enough to commit to you that you're the only man that I want to be with for the rest of my life? I can't make that promise to you because I don't know how I'm going to feel 2 years from now. I don't know how I'm going to feel 4 years from now. I don't know how I'm going to feel 20 years from now. And we've seen that. We've seen women dedicate their lives. We've seen our own moms, our own aunties, our own grandmothers, all they had into this man, into this relationship, into this family, into this household, just to say 25 years later or 10 years later or 6 years later that I'm not in love with you no more, or he's not in love with you no more. You know, and now you feel trapped. Now you feel like there's no afterwards. This is it. You know, there's no afterwards. You depressed now. The kids suffer from that. You're suffering from that. Your relationship is suffering from that. And shit, he suffered from that, because if he wasn't, where did the line, it's cheaper to keep her, come from? Right? So now, pause right there. I'm going to take a quick break. If you want to join the call, if you want to send me a message, I'm on Facebook right now. Just go to facebook.com/LaHearts, LaHearts. Send me a message. I'll get it. 515-602-9725. Call in. Press the number one. Join the conversation. You can add to what I'm saying. You can take away from what I'm saying. I definitely would like to hear from somebody. Be right back.
My trust, and if it came in a sack, no stems, no seeds in a bag, and if it ripped from my wrist and it looked like it shined like losing, but oh yeah, I forgot to be a lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up over time, then
I couldn't remember.
If it wasn't for the Sunday or dog weekend game, girl,
I couldn't remember.
And if it wasn't for the Joe Mississippi Jesus show, girl, you know that
I couldn't remember.
But silly me, oh, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your lover?
Be your lover, to need love,
oh yeah.
In my life, making up to you. Oh,
oh, I forgot to be your lover. On my shirt, still out there chasing skirts,
I couldn't remember.
And if it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashing out my head like this,
I couldn't remember.
If it wasn't for parole, steady ducking my PO, girl, you know
I couldn't remember.
But feeling me, babe, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your love?
Now I realize
that you need love too. Live my life thinking of you.
Oh,
I forgot to be a lover.
When she starts bringing up old dreams,
bringing up old dreams,
and the fights keep getting worse,
it wasn't really nothing.
Anyway,
kept to myself, always running. All that action.
So
I need you to stay.
Always keep first.
Even though sometimes felt like second.
I know,
you know I had to learn a lesson.
Take some time,
put it to work.
Get the better or worse.
Always put that on the
side. Bring it up.
Thank you.
That was my little brief break right there. You're tuned into Not On Purpose Talk Radio. Relationship goals. This is what we're talking about. Play Jaheim, Put That Woman First. And that was Leanna Lewis with Better In Time. So to rehash, I've been just chit-chatting off the dome, releasing some pent-up emotion, anxiety. That's what's going on tonight. Excuse me. My birthday was last week. We didn't do a show for 2 weeks, actually. Last week I didn't do a show because I was just emotionally drained. That was the longest week of the year so far for me. My plans got canceled, and I just had to spend my birthday in house. So that's what basically is going on. But big shout out to Trey. He called in. He told me to shout him out. He dialed in now. So big shout out to Trey. Greatly appreciate the support. Anyway, we were talking about relationships. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about a text message that I had got from a guy, text conversation that I had from a guy that I had relationships with. Not relationships, relations with. I had sex with him. We hooked up maybe twice. It wasn't back to back. This is like years in between. I'm not going to say 2 years ago. I'm trying to think of the date time frame. And I would say the last time I seen him was probably 2 years ago. But he hit me up a couple of days after my birthday. And he was like, I want to see you. I want to suck on your big tits. That's what he said to me, quote unquote. You know, I want to suck and I want to rub on your big tits. And at the time, like I said, I've been trying to figure out this whole dating thing. I got life fucked up. I've been hustling backwards in love. I already know this. Nobody needs to text me, email me, message me, and tell me this. I've been hustling backwards for a long time. This probably whole thought method process that I'm going through right now probably should have happened years ago. But anyway, I've just been rehashing the conversation that we've had with this guy and what was said between us. And I left off with we was talking about, you know, what was the difference between a girlfriend and a wife, as he had mentioned that I don't want to be in a relationship. But I never said I didn't want to be in a relationship. I just said I don't want to get married at this point in time. And the time that you asked me, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm thinking about at this time, in this point in my life, no, I wouldn't want to get married. No, I wouldn't want to get married. It's unrealistic to me. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel tangible. I feel like if I got married at this point in time in my life, I would not be, I wouldn't be good for him. It wouldn't be good because I have a fear that he's going to leave. First of all, I can't commit to a diet. First of all, let me just be realistic about it. I can't even commit to eating right. Let alone to tell another person that I want to give or I'm going to dedicate my life to him. Excuse me. Or he's going to be my everything. You know, I can't commit to that. I shouldn't have to be forced into committing to that. You're trying to tell me that's the end goal? That's it? That's all you have? So, you know, I told him my thoughts about it, but I did pose this question to my peoples. I put it on my Facebook page. What's the difference between a wife and a girlfriend? And I'm gonna tell you, everybody seemed to be on the same page, but I don't know if they don't realize it, or maybe it's the peer pressure, or I don't know what it is, but I have a few comments that I'll read. The first person that hit me up, who answered my question, he said everything, Tosh. And I was like, he was like, first of all, responsibility. Bet that. I get that. Another lady hit me up, and another person replied, the word. Take history into account. Being a girlfriend, on average, safer and gives the woman more anonymity. I was like, all right. I get that. By the third response, this is what the response was. Really? This is a real question? And I thought about it. I laughed at first. And he's right. He's entitled to that. But yes, this is a real question. because times have changed. Our interaction with each other has changed just this year alone. I'm not even going back in the day. I'm not even trying to compare what it was in the 80s, what it was in the 90s, what it was in. I'm going to compare with this year alone. Interacting with one another, interacting with each other has changed. So, yeah, this is a real question. What's the difference? And vice versa. You know, nobody even said that, but vice versa. What's the difference? So the first lady that I know of to respond, she said, I don't see any difference. A man can be married for 12 years and be with a chick for the same amount of years as his marriage, getting the same results from both women. So can we really say that it's a difference between them, except one is a living and the other one is on paper? And another guy, he said, wife is a legal status. And then another guy said, you can dump one for free. All right. So, you know, it looks like we all said the same thing in some form or fashion, but when I say it to a potential guy, it doesn't register that way. I don't know if it doesn't register that way, but it doesn't. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But somebody else replied, he said a wife. She said a wife has the authority to make medical decisions for her husband if he cannot. A wife is the partner through thick and thin. A wife meets your family and friends. It's safe for a wife to be called mom by her stepkids. Becoming a wife is to be honored by a man who feels he can spend forever with her. It's not just paperwork, but it's a feeling of you are my number one, you are my world. It's a, not just paperwork, but it's a feeling of you are my number one, you are my world. So that's the difference between a girlfriend and a wife. That right there, that piece of paper, the ceremony, the partying, that right there is the commitment that you make in front of your family and your friends and you and God, the Most High, whoever your God may be, the Most High, whoever your Most High may be. That right there is the difference between that. That right there makes the difference between a wife and a girlfriend, that alone. It's nothing else. It's you are my number one. I'm telling everybody, I'm showing everybody that you are my number one. I'm committed to you. You are my number one. That's it. That's what it all boils down to. And I took that. I took what she said. Because at the end, in my hearts of hearts, that's all I wanted. I just wanted to be your priority. That's what it all boils down to. I don't want to be second fiddle. I wanted to be your priority. I wanted us to build this empire together. I wanted us to build this kingdom together. I wanted you to take the lead and take the responsibility for me. Being selfish? Yeah, sure, it's being selfish. But that's basically what it is. Go back 20 minutes ago, I said I don't believe in marriage. And here we are. Everything I just said is supposed to be the idea of marriage, right? That's what they want you to believe. Fuck that. That's not it. That's not it at all. That's not it at all. That piece of paper doesn't change how the fuck you feel. That piece of paper don't change how you feel. Your actions change how you feel. Your actions. So I can get the same feeling of being your number one, of being your priority, of building this empire. I can get that same feeling without having a piece of paper that says, okay, this is what I feel. But I don't have to, Tom, Dick, Sue, Mary Jane, God, they don't have to know. I have to know. And this paper, piece of paper that says I'm your wife, to me, that's not it. That's not it. I don't need a piece of paper to tell me. I need you to show me. But anyway, that's my train of thought. Let me get back to this conversation I had with this guy. So he said, you're just thinking negatively when I said, you know, what I said about, you know, what's the difference between a girlfriend and a wife. He said a lot. No grown man wants a girlfriend for the rest of his life. And I said, okay. I said, laugh out loud. They don't want a wife either. I said we wouldn't have divorces. Wife gets the same treatment or is in the same predicament as a girlfriend. She gets hurt. She gets lied to. She gets cheated on. She gets tied down by a piece of paper. Companionship is the only common ground, in my opinion. That's what I said. He said, you're just thinking negatively. We have that. He said, we have companionship. If we didn't, we wouldn't be texting to see what we can be to each other. I said, not trying to be negative at all, just being realistic about the future. Shit, marriage vows are a testimony to a fantasy in itself. He said, not true. That's just the way you feel through your experiences. Hold on to that word for me. I said, so are you saying, he said, so are you saying you're not sexually attracted to me anymore? I got that, and I overlooked it. I looked past that. I didn't even answer that question. I said, I can't decide what I have. I said, excuse me. I said, I couldn't even decide what I wanted to have for breakfast after 40 years. But I can tell you I want to be your wife till death do us part. Nope. That's unrealistic and wishful thinking to me. He said, okay, that's just you. See, I want a relationship into marriage. I've never been married, so I want a wife. I said, I can respect that and good luck with that. I'm just not interested in a just sex thing. He said, yeah, I wouldn't have work because you want to be a girlfriend for the rest of your life. Can I at least have one more time? That's what he said. Can I at least have it one more time? I never really got a good chance to sex you. And I overlooked that again, and I responded to, yeah, I wouldn't have worked. I said, that's not it. We wouldn't work because you don't even want to put the effort into showing me something different. And now this goes back into the experience part. He said, because you don't have the same relationship goals I have. Bingo. That's where the show came in. He said, I just want to feel inside you one good time. So he's not even interested in what we're talking about anyway. But anyway, I said, huh? I said, no, I don't have the same relationship goals as you. However, if forever is what you're looking for, what's the rush? Maybe your efforts can show me a different relationship goal. Like you said, I'm speaking from my experiences. How can you expect me to be on the same goal path as you if I haven't even experienced you? I said, have a good morning later. He said, okay, I guess not. You never tried to experience me. I said, laugh out loud, okay. So that was the text message that I sent to him. You know, since then I've been blocked. and that's that. That was so true. That hit home for me. It was like, you know, all these guys are talking about marriage. All these guys are talking about babies. All these guys are talking about the end game. You know, that's the end game. Marriage is the end game, right? Technically, that's what it's supposed to be, till death do us part. That's the end game. After marriage, there's no other level. That's it. After marriage, that's it. You're not going to get another chance. You're not going to get another try. You're not going to get another her. You're not going to get another me. I'm it. I'm you. And I feel like if I did that, if I got married, from my mental capacity, if I dedicated myself, if I put in the effort, the time, the energy, and the sacrifice, and I changed, me. I've changed what I built as a woman, as an independent woman. You're coming in, I'm the one that makes the changes. Okay, you may change, you know, but for the most part, I'm the one that really transitioned, because it was hard for me to get where I was already. You know, it was hard for me to build this whole I'm a woman and this whole man-dominated world. It was hard for you to stand out as an independent woman. I just feel this is just my opinion and this is just how I feel about it. So now we're coming in, we're married, I got to break that down. I got to break that down, and now I got to humble myself. Let's put it that way. I got to humble myself, and I'm going to have to get in with you because now I no longer have the rings. I have to share that. No, fuck that. I have to give that responsibility to you because that's your fucking job. There's no 50-50 in a fucking relationship. No, this is not 50-50. Hell the fuck no. Any relationship guru will tell you that. That's not it. When you say you're marrying me, you're taking responsibility for me and whatever else that we build. Just like I have to take responsibility. I know y'all heard this before, and I don't have the fucking recording to play. Sorry for cursing. I don't have the recording to play. But as a man, your responsibility is to provide. You want to be the king of the castle. Therefore, your responsibility is to lead. That's what a king does. His king provides. He provides leadership. He provides a plan. He provides. You're not willing to provide. You want to compromise. So if you want to compromise and we're going to be 50-50, why am I signing this piece of paper where it is staked that I'm your property? That's all I'm asking. Those are just my thoughts. If y'all got something different, then so be it. And I say before I can even say, yeah, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you, I got to experience you. I got to know that you're worth me spending the rest of my life with you. Like, I got to know that you can provide for me, whether it be the leadership, whether it be, can you provide? It's like, guys, you know, I don't know. I'm just speaking out of my ass right now because I don't know what guys want. But from what I imagine, and from what I'm listening to these relationship gurus, I'm paying attention. I'm going in it with an open mind. I'm trying to change my mindset on dating and relationships. That's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to change my mindset because, like I said, I feel like I've been hustling backwards in love a long time. So now that starts with me. This is me fixing me. This is the only way I know how to do it. And I've been having this conversation all week long. But this is the only way I know how to go about fixing me is to have these conversations, to do a little research, talk to other people that's been there, done that. Is there more to it? I don't want to focus on the end game. Let's focus on the beginning. And frick it, I fucked up or I messed up because the guy, I forget his name, K. Samuels, we're just going to call him that. I think that's the last name, Samuels. But he said this, he was interviewing a lady, and, you know, I'm not going to get into her details, but he said this to the lady. He said, guys control the relationship where women control sex. There we go. That hit home. It hit home so much, I just quoted it verbatim. That's exactly what he said. I can post the video on my website, heartsexposedheart.com, but that's exactly what he said. He said, guys control the relationship, whereas girl, women control sex. And I said, wow, that's so true. There's truth to that. We know that. Another man, he said this. He said, whatever a woman gives a man, he said, whatever a man gives a woman, she gives back 10 times fold. She never gives back what a man gives her. If you give a woman sperm, she'll give you a baby. Okay, that makes sense. If you give a woman a house, she's going to give you a home. That makes sense, too. So just along that logic alone, you know, been hustling backwards. I've been hustling backwards. I can't even speak with nobody else. Just those two logics alone, just those two statements alone. I've been looking at this all wrong, or have I? You know, I don't want to dismiss my logic, and I think that's where I'm messed up at, because I'm like, I'm confusing myself, because I feel like as a woman that has a home, you know, I got my own place, 40 years old, no children, never been married, I got a job, I have a great sense of humor, I'm not that bad looking, I'm bringing stuff to the table, I'm bringing me to the table. And I'm not trying to change him. That's another thing. I'm not trying to change no man. I'm not. But I'm also not going to get lost in no man either. That's something we can't do. I'm not going to lose my identity or my individuality because this man is looking for whatever it is that he's looking for. So that is not what it's going to be. And I think that this conversation that I'm having with y'all right now that you're listening to, like, I don't know, this, it's been an hour and I'm literally talking from the top of my head and everything I'm speaking is true from heart. So I'm in a real conflicted mood right now. But how can you be on the same relationship goal path with someone else if y'all never experienced each other? How can I sum up forever in 6 years? How long is an engagement? You got people that have been together. I mean, they're out there. It's happened. Just like these guys that, or women that met guys and they spent 45 years together, married, and had 3.2 kids and got a home. It's out there. I'm not saying that it's not out there. I'm not saying that it's not doable. I'm not saying that it was an easy path. No, it wasn't. It worked for some, but I know for me, it wouldn't work. And it has nothing to do with anybody else. It has something to do with me. It has something to do with the way I'm thinking, my mindset, and what I've experienced. I'm speaking off of what I experience. I'm speaking off of what I gather, what I've seen. I'm speaking off of my reality. That's all. That's where, that's what, you know, John Doe has to come in. And I feel like that's what my expectations is. My expectations for you to come in and show me something different. Because up until now, everything that you've said, I've heard. Thing that you've said from the, I'm different from other guys, I don't do this, I would never hurt you, I love only you. Everything that you've said, I've actually heard. He said that too. The guy who hurt me, the guy I opened up to, the guy I let into my cipher, he said the same exact thing that you said. So I no longer can trust the word of a man. I need to trust into his actions, and his actions is telling me that he's not ready for me. He's not ready for me. He's not ready for what I desire from him. Because as I speak to you and I say I'm an independent woman, I built this, I'm coming to the table with this, at the same time, I know as a woman, fuck independent woman, as a woman, if you're coming into my life, I need you to be prepared to provide and to be a leader and to be a king. Because in my heart, in my soul of souls, I'm not supposed to be doing this by myself. There is supposed to be another person there. It's supposed to be another entity there. It's supposed to be somebody there that I could pour my love, my energy, myself into. And we supposed to be building this together. I'm not supposed to be building this by myself. And once again, I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for all women. I'm just speaking hearts of hearts, the crush hearts. This is all coming from me. This is not me trying to generalize it or anything like that. I'm just speaking for myself. This is what I feel, and this is what I'm telling you. I'm doing it by myself, but I know, I feel in my heart, I feel in my, this is not supposed to be what it is. I'm not supposed to be doing this by myself. You know, and I learned that from a young age. I've seen that from a young age. I've seen it where if, and once again, this is why I'm trying to change my mindset, because I feel like if we have forever to be with each other, what's the rush? Why can't we wait till we're old to get married? If it's just a piece of paper, if it's just that simple, why can't you show me before this piece of paper that I'm your number one? Why can't I meet your family until this piece of paper? Nah, I met your family way before that piece of paper even came into play. I met your family. I met your friends. I did that. We experienced one another. That's the key right there. We experienced one another before this piece of paper even came into play. This should be the reward from an experience that we already built. I know you. You know me. You know, I showed you who I was. You took the time to figure out who I was. You showed me who you are, and I took the time to figure out who you are. Where do we fit in with each other's life? We built this. We did this. So marriage doesn't necessarily, in my heart of hearts, I don't feel like marriage necessarily has to be the end game. So, I don't know. I don't know how y'all feel about it. I just, you know, using this time to vent, pretty much. That's what I'm doing. I'm venting. I'm ranting. That's what this was about. It's not on purpose, but it's always on purpose. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and continue this conversation.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.
Time is coming, man. I see the waves flowing. my ship has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas.
I will even go
wherever the wind blows me.
I'll do anything
to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. Is it so long for you to come around?
My
Welcome back to Not On Purpose Talk Radio, Relationship Goals. I'm the hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart, and we're having a candid discussion on relationship goals, going in-depth, look into finding companionship and happiness with a significant other, and you know, so much more. So we're actually winding down. I have literally hour and 20 minutes by myself, to myself, just like that. Big shout out to Stu and the crew out there in Richmond, VA. They're tuned in, so I'm talking to them too. Thanks for tuning in. Big shout out to E-Train in Jacksonville, Florida, and all those that I don't know that's online listening to me right now. I can't even see, but big shout out to the 904. I see they're tuned in right now. People are chatting with me in the in my group on Facebook Messenger. So yeah, it is what it is. I'm having a good time. Like you say, we are having a good time. Fuck that. We're having a good time. Hashing out some shit when it comes to relationships, relationship goals, dating, marriage. I'm just telling you my views, my mindset. I'm on my third bottle of water. I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom soon because all this talking has really got me parched. But so I'm hashing out some things, and one of them are relationship goals. I did reveal that a gentleman that I had sex with some nine times, he hit me up a couple of days after my birthday asking me if we could have some relations together. And I'm like, no. And he just really hit the nail over the head with the conversation that he really hit the nail on the head, and he really had me in my feelings trying to figure out what it is that I want. So that is my door. Okay. It's like I'm hearing knocking going on. I'm like, what is that knocking coming from? See, this is what happens when you're live on air. Y'all hear the knocking? This is live on air.
20 minutes.
You've been knocking.
Standing
here. Yeah. Doing my radio show.
Hey, you talking?
Right. I'm doing my radio show. I'm literally right now doing my radio show. And I'm like, y'all hear knocking?
I'm like, so good thing to you.
Thank you. You hear that? It'll never fail. Anyway, we just got a package. Package not even for me. Ain't that some shit? It's not even my package. That's how we do. We live on air. Not even my package. Like, this is live, people. This was not scripted. At all. Anyway, so we were talking about relationship goals. I've been hashing out my own personal, telling you about my own personal journey, sharing my own personal conversation about this guy. But the conversation we had, it was in-depth. It really did get me to thinking, and, like, maybe I need to reset my mindset on relationships and dating and what it is that I'm looking for, you know, what it is that I want, and how can I verbally express that to the opposite sex where it doesn't get misconstrued, you know, and we don't have this continued miscommunication. That's where we at right now. Well, that's where I'm at right now, but that's what we was talking about earlier tonight on the show. So Not on Talk Purpose Radio, Not on Purpose Talk Radio is Matters of the Heart. It's an adult conversation with myself, with Fresh Hearts, and it's supposed to be on every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific. I do have a call-in number if you ever want to join into the conversation, ask questions, answer questions, comment, 515-602-9725. That's 515-602-9725. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have our website, heartsexposedheart.com. And I might change that. But that's what it is right now. But we're having a good time. I'm having a good time. We're having a good time. So by all means, thank y'all so much. I greatly appreciate the support. I appreciate those that have tuned in. I really do hope that I revisit this at a later date and I have different results for y'all. But as of right now, I just need consistency. It's just so true that I just so true that, like, at the end of the line, that's it. I'm not asking for much. I'm not throwing it throwing it out there. I'm just asking for consistency at this very moment. Just asking for consistency. Big shout out to Jassy and that nigga over there. They're tuned in right now, so you know. But right now, at this very, very complete moment, consistency. Would you get that for marriage? I don't know. No guarantees. That's it. That's the bottom line when it comes down to all this relationship thing. There's no guarantees in any of it. You go ahead and get married at 21 and you feel trapped. We've seen stories about it. We've heard stories about it. These women got into these relationships and they lost themselves because they were focused on building him up. They was focused on making this home comfortable for him. They was busy encouraging him. They was helping him become the best that he could be. And in turn, she lost herself because now he got where he wanted to be. He got where he wanted to be and he no longer needs her now. He feels that way. He no longer needs her help. Somebody else came along. Something else came along. It's shiny and new. And he don't want the old hag or the old raggedy thing that he has. So now she's stuck. Now she's single. She's a divorce. She's a divorcee. She's single. And she don't have no skills. She don't have no job. She don't have no, because she put all herself into forever and she didn't build herself up. She put all her stock into him, and now that it's over between them, you know, and it's like, oh, you're only focused on a negative. No, I'm focused on a realistic, because guess what? There's no guarantees. Realistically, I can't promise you forever. Realistically, I don't want you to promise me forever. Realistically, I don't want you to say forever, because realistically, there's no guarantee of forever. You can get married today and tomorrow, there's no forever. You know, like, so how can I even wrap my mind, how anybody could wrap their mind around the fact of marriage, because through sickness and in health, till death do us part, you know, that right there, those lines are unrealistic. Back then, when it was even thought of, life expectancy wasn't that long. You know, that much wasn't required of her. But now, times have changed. Now, women have evolved, so to speak. Our roles, our positions, our mindsets has evolved. And I think I may be at the head of the curve because I'm only 40. But I'm realizing this, and I realized this at a young age. I realized when I was, I'm going to say when I was 14, when I was, no, I'm lying, it was younger than that. Because at 8, I said that when I get old, when I get grown, I'm going to be married, I'm going to be this. Like, by 28, I had a whole family in my head when I was 8. By the time I turned 12, what the frick was I thinking? Hell nah, I don't want that. And you know what it was? It was the Miracle of Life video. I swear I blame it on that video. I blame it on that video. The Miracle of Life. Y'all know what I'm talking about. In health class, when you're in 8th grade or 7th grade or whatever, in health class, the first video they show you about the reproduction of babies, of humans, the reproduction system. They show you this video, The Miracle of Life, and they go from the beginning all the way to the end. They show you the man's penis, it goes into the vagina, the sperm is released, and it goes to the egg is then split, and the egg is attached, and then the egg is developed into a fetus, and the fetus is then developed into a baby, and then it flashes to a lady in the stirrups with her legs open, the baby crowded, and when the baby pop out, when the baby is done, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs, and when the baby is done, and that aftermath came, I literally passed out on that video. I passed out. They were slapping me. They had to get the nurse. I had to be dragged to the nurse's office. Like, I was like, hell to the gnaw. Hell to the gnaw. Nope. I was traumatized. I was scared. I was scared straight. I don't want that. And then as I turned 16, that's when Ricky Lake and Maury and all them, Jenny Jones and them would have these kids. That's what they were. They were kids. Had these kids on their show. And the kids was like, I want to get pregnant on purpose. They like 13, 14, and 15. Those shows were popping back then. And I would look at these shows, and I'd be like, you are an idiot. Like, I just want to. And the main reason it was, I just want someone to love me unconditionally. That's what that was. That was, if you go back and you look at those shows, when you asked her, somebody would ask her, well, why do you want a baby? Why do you want to be a mother? And then that's what the answer was. I just want somebody to love me unconditionally. And I got that. I understand that. I felt that. I was there. But no, we're not even going to go there. Can I raise a baby on my own? Sure. But I don't want to have to. And the way things are moving, if I can't be your forever, if I can't be your main one, I feel like I would mentally not be able to sustain that, dissolve myself to be put into this relationship or this marriage, not even a relationship, into this marriage. And I said, you know, I'm your forever, or you're my forever, and we're building, and you decide 2 years down the line, 4 years down the line, 8 years down the line, that you no longer love me, because this is what you're going to tell me. You're no longer in love with me, and you feel trapped because you have to stay here because you promised forever. You made that commitment of forever. There's no leaving, bro. Oh, I got a baby on the way. We've been married, though. Somebody dying. to somebody. We all dying. Me, her, the baby, our babies, you. It's a dead, done deal. That's it. We forever. And I don't want to die. And I don't want to go to jail for the rest of my life. So, yeah, it's a done deal. We blowing up the house. Blowing up the house. I don't. But that's the commitment you make, right? Like, this is the commitment you make. That's what marriage is. Marriage is that commitment. But how can I get to that commitment? How can I have a different outlook? How can I experience something different if I can't experience you? So what's the rush? This is forever. Why are we rushing? Why it has to be so long? You know, just the fact that you are with me, the fact that you are consistent in my life, the fact that, you know, we're building, or we started to build, or we planted this seed. You know, that's our forever right there. You're going to forever be a part of my experience. You'll always be, you know, whatever we go through will always be part of my life. That right there is forever. That marriage thing is just a piece of paper. Is it beneficial? Yes, because in case something do happen to you, I do have the say, and there's no questions asked. So, yeah, that's great. But why are we focused on the end game and not the beginning? Sorry, why are we focused on the end and not the beginning? Why is it an issue when I say let's go out and do something? And the thing is, I'm not as harsh as I speak of. I'm really not as harsh. I'm very accommodating. When I get into a relationship, when I get into meeting someone, I'm very accommodating. I'm not as harsh as I speak. I tell you this, but there is some compromise with me. I've paid for dates. I've went Dutch on dates. I've done, you know, I'm not as harsh as I speak on it. But you wouldn't know that unless you experienced me, because I could tell you whatever the fuck you want to hear. You know, I don't want to get caught up like that. I don't want you to get caught up in me on what is I tell you. I want you to experience me. I want us to see each other. I want us to be in on the same level, on equal grounds, as far as getting to know one another. I want you to know that this is, you know, the type of person I am. Experience that for yourself. Don't just listen to what I'm telling you. That's a whole other conversation, too. Don't take it at face value. Don't take my word for it. How about that? That's going to be the show next week. Because that's going to be my show next week. Don't take my word for it. that's what this is all boiling down to. Let me write that down real quick so I don't forget, and I can make this show for. Don't take my word for it. That's what I said, right? That's gonna be the show for next week, because let's talk about the whole baby mama drama that came up into the picture too. So next week we're going to talk about baby mamas, baby daddies, babies, reproducing. We're going to talk about that right there. The kid aspect. I don't have children. So if you're a dad out there, if you're a mom out there, you have kids, y'all married, if y'all got anything pertaining to parenthood and y'all want to join into the conversation, by all means, save this number to your phone, because next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be here, 9 p.m. Eastern, 515-602-9725, not 515-602-9725. Don't take my word for it. That's what this is all boiling down to. You could tell me everything. I could tell you everything I want to hear. I'm on a pill. I got the depo shot. I could tell you whatever it is that you want to hear. And you telling me that too. That's what you're good at. The gift of gab. That's what. And from the beginning of time, that's all she's built on it. That's what she wants to hear. So she gets caught up into what it is that he says, because in her mind, he's it. You're my forever. You know, in my mind, in my hearts of hearts, I want you to be my forever. So when you tell me this, I take it at face value. Then when you don't follow through, I'm stuck. I'm the bad guy. I'm the angry black woman. you know, I'm the one that's stuck. You can move on. It's easy for you to move on. Not only are you going to move on, you're going to get somebody that's nice and plumped and that's better than what I've ever did for you or could do for you or whatever it is. You able to go back and bounce back and get that, you know. But me, I'm stuck because now I have to, everything I depended on you for, I got to start providing for myself, because at the end of the day, part of your rib, I'm still a person, I'm still a human, this is still society, and it still needs to be, I still need to live, I just still need to survive. A woman may be from man rib, but you also want me to be equal, but you don't want to treat me as equal, or I'm not equal, or you don't value me as equal, or you don't look at me as equal. You know, because at the end of the day, it's still a man's world, right? Anyway, that's enough of me rambling. I'm done. I ain't got nothing else to say about it. I'm just going to stop right there. Now I'm just going around. I don't want to feel like I'm just going to just speak randomly out my ass, because that's exactly what it's starting to feel like, and I don't want it to be redundant, and I'm not going to try to beat a dead horse. I'm just being 113%. This is me. This is who I am. Take it or leave it, bro. That's it. That's all I got for you. Take it or leave it. Whether I find him or not, I just have to be comfortable with myself, right? Because at the end of the day, that's it. At the end of the day, that's who I have. I have me. Right, so I have to be consistent, myself. So, I'll be forever single, and I have to find a way to be cool with that reality. Here's a question: do I practice celibacy? Anyway. I'm going to leave now. I'm not going to think about it no more. Save this number, 515-602-9725. That's 515-602-9725. I'm already 10 minutes over. Thank y'all for tuning in. Big shout out to the Grown and Sexy Chatters. Everybody that tuned in, the 347 number that's tuned in right now, the 757 number, the 904 number, wherever that area codes may be, thank y'all so much for tuning in and listening to what I have to say. This show will be available for download. You can also hear, listen to the playback. If you missed the beginning, you can go ahead and check it back in a few minutes. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Hearts, Exposed Hearts. What else? I'll be back next week. Don't take my word for it. I'm going to look high and low for the baby mamas and the baby daddies. And it's not just going to be about the babies, but that's where it came from. That's when I thought about it. That's where it came from. It came from the babies. But it's not just about the babies. But have you been in a relationship, you know, and have you been married before and divorced? How did that work out for you? Because at the end of the day, you took his word for it, or she took your word for it. Y'all said I do. That was your commitment. That was your word. So why are y'all divorced right now? How long was y'all married? I got questions. In the words of Shantae Golden, I have questions. So definitely hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram me, DM me, and join the conversation. You can always call in, 515-602-9725. Press 1, and you can always be joined into the conversation. Everybody, have a great week. Have fun. Be safe. And let's talk about it again next week on Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am your hostess, LaCrush Hearts, and I am signing off. Good night.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.